The Texas A&M University Commerce football team hosts Colorado Mesa University tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock at Memorial Stadium on the campus of A&M Commerce. It's a first-round NCAA playoff game. It's the second consecutive NCAA playoff appearance for the Lions and the first time since 1991 that the Lions have hosted a postseason contest. Lions head coach Colby Carthel says that Colorado Mesa presents a high-powered and dangerous offense and should be a dramatic matchup for the Lions.
You know, I think they're very, very similar to us. I think they're a very athletic team, very good on offense. They've got they've played with two quarterbacks this year. You know, one's more of a thrower, and the other one's a little bit more athletic, you know, kind of like a Kyle Washington, but both very, very capable. But they put up some monstrous numbers offensively, had like 87 points and 933 yards a few weeks ago. And so very balanced. You know, they're rushing for about 240 and throwing for about 260 a game. And they're going to be very tough to beat. Their tailback is a transfer from Iowa, and he's leading the nation in touchdowns scored so far this year. And big, tall, rangy, athletic offensive line, 6'8", one tackle, 6'7", the other, I think. So we'll have our hands full defensively. Offensively, you know, we'll be facing their defense, which is led by their safety, Revis, number 20. Kind of a ball hawk guy, leads their team in interceptions and just a lot of block kicks and just a really tremendous player. They're not as big defensively, but, you know, very, very strong and sound. And special teams-wise, they may be the best team we face, special teams. And that's where we've, you know, kind of hung our hat this year, making some good plays. So it's going to be interesting to see how we match up. They got a real good kicker and a good punter. So I think if they were in the Lone Star, they'd have been right in the thick of things with us in Midwestern. They're not, you know, we've played RMAC schools in the past that were, you know, not terrible, but didn't have the same team speed that the schools in the Lone Star do. And these guys look like a Lone Star school. And you know, That league's gotten better up there. You know, Colorado State Pueblo winning the national championship in 14. And you know, now Colorado Mesa's the torchbearer, and they were the conference champion. And so I think it'll be a tremendous matchup and a lot of fun come 2 o'clock on Saturday.
This year's Lions team isn't as dominated by individual stars as the past couple of years' squads have been, but Carthel says that this year's team is very deep in the roster, and that's a big reason why the Lions won their third consecutive Lone Star Conference championship and are hosting a playoff game.
You know, I think, you know, they've taken a hold of the special teams, and people understand how important that is, And Hector and Christoph have done a really good job kicking and punting, but you know, all the guys that play in all the different phases of it have done a tremendous job. We're top 10 in the country in three of the four phases of special teams, so that's really been a big shot in the arm for us and our success. I think defensively, it's kind of defense by committee. There's no kind of like our interceptions, but we're playing a bunch of guys on defense and getting a lot of reps, and that's why we don't have any real superstars with a lot of stats, but they just go out there and, you know, a bunch of young guys and flying around getting it done. And then offensively, you know, the guys have really rallied around Luis. You know, we broke in a new quarterback this year, and, you know, that's hard to do. And we've got back-to-back-to-back conference championships with three different quarterbacks, and that's, you know, my hat's off to Coach Storm and especially Coach May, you know, coaching those guys. But this team's really rallied around Luis. He does a tremendous job taking care of the football and being elusive. He's hard to sack and just makes some plays all – with his feet, with his head, with his arm, and so I think that's kind of been their MO as well. So, you know, that's kind of all three phases of the game, but I guess if you hung our hat on something, it'd be those three.
In advance of tomorrow's 2 o'clock kickoff, pregame coverage begins at 1:30 with KETR's Charlie Chitwood and Brock Calloway providing coverage. This is Mark Haslett, KETR Sports.